Florida's House members spent a few days in the Capitol going over the rudiments of passing bills. The so-called Legislator University is aimed at building unity ahead of a likely contentious legislative session. I'm Nick Evans. This was the scene in the Florida House last year when budget negotiations with the Senate reached an impasse. Former Speaker Steve Crisafulli.
I believe that a reset and a clean slate is the best way for us to accomplish this goal. With that, Representative Corcoran, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House do now adjourn. Sine die.
Members, Representative Corcoran moves the House do now adjourn. Sine die.
The early adjournment came as a shock, and that guy Corcoran was one of the lawmakers behind the move. Now he's House Speaker.
Gridlock, in essence, doesn't help anybody unless it's gridlock over something that is a diametrical opposition to the principles that you know would make society, Floridians, or the nation great. That's not gridlock. That's statesmanship.
With Corcoran's dogged resistance to compromise, the House could again find itself on a collision course with the Senate. But add a tight financial outlook and ambitious rule changes in the House budgeting process, and some kind of showdown may be inevitable. In part to meet that challenge, House leaders called the members to Tallahassee for a two-day series of meetings called Legislator University. Part training and part team-building retreat, the sessions included people like motivational speaker and former Reagan staffer Shelby Scarborough, talking about civility.
This is a practice. It's a practice of civility. It's a practice of engagement. To me, civility is service. It's about a servant heart, and that's why you're all here, to serve your communities.
At a working lunch, three longtime lawmakers held a panel discussion, things I wish someone told me 6 years ago. Pensacola Republican Representative Clay Ingram emphasized the importance of working across the aisle.
I can't tell you how many bills I've had that weren't like, you know, core value or things that you have run on in your election, but things that come up on a case-by-case or issue-by-issue basis that my Democratic colleagues have helped get me over the hump.
Forging some kind of unity based on the relationships within the House could be important because of those changes leadership is making to the budgeting process. Appropriations Committee Staff Director Joanne Lesnoff explains one shift has to do with recurring funds.
If there is an idea to increase that level of appropriation, a project bill would need to be filed. And here's the kicker. If increased appropriations are authorized, that project, by House rule, the entirety of the funding becomes non-recurring.
To parse that, projects could get nominal increases in funding in the coming year, but then disappear entirely in the following year's budget. It's an attractive proposition for a small government-minded Republican like Speaker Corcoran, but Democrat Barbara Watson is nervous about the fallout.
Simply, if you put in an application to increase the budget amount, the reoccurring amount that's already been established by no set number, you can actually lose your reoccurring status. So anyone can do that. So we can actually torpedo the entire budget itself.
If that skepticism takes hold, Corcoran's crusade could prove even more difficult. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.